Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Monday, my friends. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. So if you've got one of those diaries, just put the... Anyway, we start with, of course, the big game at the weekend. The big one everyone's talking about. Arsenal beating Watford.
Oi, Goldstein, what about the Mac Derby?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one. Yeah. We begin with Pep's Manchester City side claiming the bragging rights over United. Winning the derby. It was a narrow win, wasn't it? Very, very close. The score was... Anyway, it doesn't matter what the score was. Here's the fallout on Darren Bent's boot room. This would have been impartial, wouldn't it?
The game's finished 4-1 to Manchester City. And look, it could have been more, albeit for the goalkeeper, David De Gea, who pulled off some outstanding saves. But it was just Man City as an onslaught.
If the second half is not our best, I don't know what we have to do. Honestly, I'm so demanding, man. I know my limits and I know the players' the limits. The second half was, in all terms, defensively, transitions, offensive with the ball, attack outside, inside, the commitment and everything. I think we didn't concede one shoot on target in the second half. United is led 8 games without defeat. We shoot, I don't know how many shoots in the second half. So the display was excellent. So it's Man United.
Man United were playing out. They were giving scrappy balls away. And as soon as they did it, you had De Bruyne on the ball, driving towards the edge of the 18-yard area. You had Bernardo Silva doing exactly the same thing. Jack Grealish, at times, did it today. I thought he had a very good game, Grealish, actually. And Mahrez, obviously, he'll get the plaudits because he's got the goals today. But Kevin De Bruyne as well, just absolutely top class. Big problems with United. Ralph, that's probably his biggest test since he walked through the door, Ranić, and he's failed.
They scored a brilliant goal after a corner, I must say. Difficult to defend that one. And from then on, it was a very difficult, frustrating game for us, because if you keep chasing them high up in the pitch, in their half, you take the risk to concede another 1-2, if not 3 goals.
Manchester United a better side without Cristiano Ronaldo in it?
No, I don't think they are, Faye. I mean, look, he scored 2 goals in his last 10 games. I think Man United are a better team with Cristiano Ronaldo in it. Look, he's a top-class player, whatever you think about him. People have said if he was playing in different teams, i.e. a Man City or a Liverpool, he'd have over 20 goals this season. He's a threat. If you see his name on the team sheet, you know you're in for a difficult afternoon. Look, he might not be having the best of times at the moment, but I think Man United are better with him in the team.
Well, I have to believe my medical department. Our doctor came to see me a Friday morning before training and told me that Cristiano cannot train because of some problems with his hip flexor. And the same was true on Saturday, and that's why he couldn't be part of the squad. What does it help if I tell you it's frustrating? It's just a fact. If players tell the doctor and the medical department that they're injured and cannot play, I have to accept it as a manager. I cannot force a player to play if he thinks he's not available because he has an injury.
And here's TalkSport's presenter and Man United fan Alex Cook having another meltdown, as of course Cookie always does.
In some ways, it's what the owners deserve. It's what the Glazer family deserve, because the way that football club has been run since Sir Alex Ferguson and David Gill departed has been nothing short of appalling. And if you keep making bad decision after bad decision, if you keep thinking that just because you were a big club once, that gives you a divine right to play regular Champions League football and contest for trophies, it doesn't work like that. This group of Manchester United players, is the worst group of Manchester United players that I've seen in my lifetime.
I don't know where to start. I really don't with this Manchester United team. It looks lopsided. The players look as if they've just got such a lack of confidence.
You have to regenerate. You have to get the right people making the right decisions. I mean, what's Darren Fletcher's role, by the way? I saw him today on the bench in his Manchester United tracksuit, sat behind Ralph Rangnick. Is he a coach? Is he director of football? Because he's supposed to have a role in the boardroom. You can't do both at a club like Manchester United. It's absolutely ridiculous. It doesn't matter who manages the football club. It doesn't matter if it's Darren Ambrose, Darren Bent, Alex Crook, although we probably all do a better job than the last two Manchester United managers. It doesn't matter if it's Pep Guardiola or Jurgen Klopp. The club is toxic from top to bottom. It is rotting from within. And until that changes, until the Glazer family start appointing people who actually know how to run a football club, it will keep getting worse.
Disappointing result. I think the performance was flat. But what did you make of it?
I thought it was a shambles, basically. The first, say, 5 minutes before they scored the goal, they started repressing well. I just think United need a summer clear out, completely clear out, from the top to the bottom. It's just a shambles. They're no good. There's no way they're going to win anything for at least over 30 years.
Football is my life. I absolutely adore football. Ever since 96, Cantona scored a goal against Liverpool, my first memory, I absolutely adore Manchester United. And just for the first time in my life, it's not even hurting anymore. I'm just numb because it couldn't get any worse than what it's got this last lot of years that I've watched. It's just like, yeah, okay, I'm not surprised by that.
Now, Arsenal are up to fourth in the Premier League after beating Watford at Vicarage Road. They won't, of course, stay there. Manchester anyway. We'll hear from the Hornets boss, Roy Vili Hodgson, shortly. But first up, it's Mikel Arteta.
Mikel Arteta's side hang on for a huge 3 points. It's now 4 wins in a row for the Gunners and they move up to a fourth in the Premier League table.
We were really good going forward and we had all the right intention and the right energy to do it. And we scored 3 magnificent goals, but we didn't have the same energy and commitment defensively. And when that happens to win a game for home, you're going to suffer. And that's why we suffered today, because defensively we didn't have the right structure. We didn't detect with enough urgency the moments where they could activate certain spaces that we knew. And that's why we suffer. We conceded 2 and we could have conceded another 1 or 2. And I'm really happy we won the game and a lot of positive things to take on, but it's not going to be enough.
I'm just asking you, with the players that you have...
Yeah, you're asking me a question which I think is unanswerable. You know, the players up front, we've got, but at the same time, up to now, no one's stopping them from doing what they can do. No one's stopping them from... But we've still got to make sure we don't concede goals. We've conceded too many, unfortunately. You know, conceding 3 today has cost us the game. I'd have been much happier if we'd have conceded none, but we conceded 3. But, you know, you're coming from an angle, unfortunately, as a football coach, I don't understand. It's a dream-like scenario where you either defend or you attack. Whereas in my world, it's always been both. You've got to defend well, not let goals in, you've got to attack well and score them.
Now, the Chelsea fans were widely condemned for chanting the outgoing owner's name, Roman Abramovich, during a minute's applause for the people of Ukraine. Blues manager Thomas Tuchel criticised his own supporters and former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino praised the way he has handled the Abramovich situation.
I'm not condoning at all. I don't condone what Chelsea fans did. Why they did it is because of the success Sporting. The Sporting success of Chelsea is why they were singing Roman's name. I don't agree with it. You know, I totally don't agree with it. They made mistakes. Fans can be stupid. And we all can be stupid at times. And I don't condone what happened at Turf Moor. It was wrong.
Not the moment to do this. Well, listen, if we show solidarity, we show solidarity and we should do it together. We take the knee together. If an important person from other clubs or from our club unfortunately die or like, and we show a minute of respect, it's not the moment to give other messages. Then it's the moment to show respect.
He has been brilliant. Being put to camera or being a mic, putting a microphone in front of him, and his answers have been fantastic. The timing was terrible from the fans. He knows that we've all got to be united in the way we feel, and I believe that is the case. But I thought his response was terrific.
On to Johnny Owen and friends. Oh, look at me, I've got friends. Anyway, here he is telling an incredible story about the legend that is Sir Matt Busby and how the Manchester United manager recommended Bill Shankly to arch rivals Liverpool. Oh, this will be good.
Well, Samat Busby was the captain of Liverpool. After the Second World War, he was actually approached about managing Liverpool. But at that time, a lot of football clubs, you couldn't blame Liverpool for this, had a selection committee. So the manager wouldn't pick the team. They would just seem to train them. And he wanted total control. So he turned it down. He goes to Manchester United and they say, yeah, you can have total control. The rest is history. 59, Liverpool are struggling. They ring Matt Busby, the board, and they say to him, who do you think we should have? He famously says to them, you should get my mate, Bill Shankly, over at Huddersfield. They agree. They go and get him. And he says to Bill Shankly, which is wonderful, make sure you get team selection. Shankly gets it at Liverpool as well.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
But of course, what he's done is he's created his own deadly rival.
Well, and do you know, there's an amazing story that he turns to Jimmy Murphy, his very famous Welsh assistant, the coach of the Babes. They were like brothers. And he puts the phone down, and the legendary story goes, he turns to him and goes, we might regret that.
Yeah,
Bill's going to Liverpool. But I just think, again, the measure of the man.
Yeah.
Because he could have just been really Machiavellian and gone, I don't want him going there. But he didn't.
Or even worse, send him an absolute wrong'un.
Yes.
You should talk to my mate Jim.
Yes, exactly. He's the boy you want. Yeah. But he didn't. Because they played together in the war in Scotland's midfield.
That's brilliant.
And Bill and Matt were very, very close right up until they died, as was Joxie. And the three of them were, they used to visit each other in the grounds all the time. But I love the fact that they were friends but keen rivals. A good lesson for us all.
I like
a good
that lesson. Hands for us across all. The sea. Well played.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to big Tony Cascarino, praising Aston Villa's lonely Philippe Coutinho for his performance in the annihilation of Southampton at the weekend. No one uses the word annihilation that often. Unless, of course, you're talking about big defeats for Southampton. Anyway, he advises old club on how they can keep hold of the Brazilian and make his move permanent from Barcelona. Or as Andy Brassel would say, Barcelona.
And it's who else but Coutinho with the goal for Villa, slotted home in front of the whole 10. But to carve out the opportunity like that was brilliant from Philippe for Aston Villa in front of the whole 10.
I think Steven Gerrard's played a big card about being a manager, bringing him to the club, knows what he can give. And they changed their formation yesterday. Went with two up front, went with Watkins and Ings, and they had Ramsey in midfield, Louise, McGinn in there as well with Coutinho. And it just worked brilliantly. And it looked like a team that exactly knew what they were about. And Coutinho was the hub of it. I'm led to believe his deal at Barcelona is so ridiculous. It's not on the Lionel Messi or the Griezmann scenario, but he ain't that far off. So they're going to have to do a lot of hard work to negotiate, make him fall in love with Villa and Birmingham and have some sort of future in there as a player, because that package, they're not going to get close to. He's going to have to give something back if he wants to come to the Villa. And Steven's done a brilliant job persuading him to come and getting him to play that suits him. If he's playing with a smile on his face, he might think, don't care so much about the money now. I want to get my career back on track.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. with the fun boy Jason Cundy. Of course, taking calls on all the weekend's football, apart from the Mank Derby. And, of course, we're on air straight after Spurs against Everton. What a game that could be. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good one. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.